They climbed into the car. Gennaro said, "Are you going to tell Hammond the kids are missing?" "No," Muldoon said. "You are." Control. Donald Gennaro stared at Hammond, sitting in the deserted cafeteria. The man was spooning ice cream, calmly eating it. "So, Muldoon believes the children are somewhere in the park."
"He thinks so, yes."
"Then I'm sure we'll find them."
"I hope so," Gennaro said. He watched the old man deliberately eating, and he felt a chill.
"Oh, I am sure we'll find them. After all, I keep telling everyone this park is made for kids."
Gennaro said, "Just so you understand that they're missing, sir."
"Missing?" he snapped. "Of course I know they're missing. I'm not senile."
He sighed and changed tone again.
"Look, Donald," Hammond said, "let's not get carried away. We've had a little breakdown from the storm or whatever, and as a result, we've suffered a regrettable, unfortunate accident. And that's all that's happened. We're dealing with it. Arnold will get the computers cleaned up, Muldoon will pick up the kids, and I have no doubt he'll be back with them by the time we finish this ice cream. So let's just wait and see what develops, shall we?"
"Whatever you say, sir," Gennaro said.
"Why?"
Henry Wu said, looking at the console screen.
"Because I think Nedry did something to the code," Arnold said. "That's why I'm checking it."
"All right," Wu said, "but have you tried your options?"
"Like what?" Arnold said.
"I don't know. Aren't the safety systems still running?" Wu said. "Key checks, all that?"
"Jesus," Arnold said, snapping his fingers. "They must be. Safety systems can't be turned off except at the main panel."
"Well," Wu said, "if key checks is active, you can trace what he did."
"I sure as hell can," Arnold said.
He started to press buttons. Why hadn't he thought of it before? It was so obvious. The computer system at Jurassic Park had several tiers of safety systems built into it. One of them was a key check program, which monitored all the keystrokes entered by operators with access to the system. It was originally installed as a debugging device, but it was retained for its security value. In a moment, all the keystrokes that Nedry had entered into the computer earlier in the day were listed in a window on the screen. There was a string of numbers, followed by words, part words, and numerical instructions. "System Nedry. Go to command level. Nedry. 040-hatchmark-XY-67 MR good bytes. Security. Key check off. Safety off. SL off. Security. white_rabbit.object.
"That's it," Arnold said. "He was screwing around here for hours, it seemed like."
"Probably just killing time," Wu said, "until he finally decided to get down to it." The initial list of numbers represented the ASCII keyboard codes for the keys Nedry had pushed at his console. Those numbers meant he was still within the standard user interface, like any ordinary user of the computer. So, initially, Nedry was just looking around, which he wouldn't have expected of the programmer who had designed the system.
"Maybe he was trying to see if there were changes before he went in," Wu said. "Maybe," Arnold said.
Arnold was now looking at the list of commands, which allowed him to follow Nedry's progression through the system line by line.
"At least we can see what he did."
System was Nedry's request to leave the ordinary user interface and access the code itself. The computer asked for his name, and he replied Nedry. That name was authorized to access the code, so the computer allowed him into the system. Nedry asked